We're back for the second half of session. Very interesting first half, and we've started off with several bills and in the second half, but things seem to be moving a little more smoothly than they were, especially the last two or three weeks of session before the break.
Yes, after the long filibuster and the way the minority parties shut down the Senate after that, things are a little bit more back to normal. There still appear to be slowing down legislation, and good legislation. I hate to see it happen like this, and kind of the sign of things that have happened, but it is better than it has been. And with the passing of, like, John T. Russell this week and Leroy Blunt last week, who served in the House for 8 years, and Emery Melton earlier losing, seeing those statesmen that just didn't happen whenever they were up here. And you hate to see us go that route, and hopefully we can get it together, work together, and do better for the state of Missouri, for all citizens, whether it be cities or the rural areas or whatever. But hopefully we can get some good stuff passed that's going to make this state progress and move on. So that's a promising sign.
One of those items to come is the budget for the next fiscal year 2017. Senate Appropriations Committee started its markups this week. Looks like they'll be meeting at least the first 3 days next week. From that point, maybe by mid-April, the full Senate may see the budget?
I hope so. It makes long days. I got appointed to the Appropriations Committee this year for the first time. I did serve on it in the House 4 years, but it's completely different in the Senate. Same budget, but different. But it is interesting sitting there. But we usually start 8:30 in the morning, and we were here till after 8 the other night. And we can't meet when we're in session, but as soon as we get out of session, we're back down there doing it. And we're talking $28 billion budget, probably. $27, $28 billion. We haven't came up with the complete total yet. But I'm pretty soft and want to give a lot to people, but there's a point where you have to say no. And some of the stuff that's really, my goodness, in the Medicaid, what's happening there, the cost, especially prescription drugs, just in the past year have increased 60%. And it's going to break the state. It really is. We just don't have the money to do that. So we're trying to figure out some way to get a handle on it and go with. I mean, we're talking like $1.8 billion just for prescription drugs here in the state of Missouri. It's just phenomenal that it's grown like it has. And my understanding, and I've talked to pharmacists, I've talked to doctors, I've talked to other people, overheard conversations, and apparently part of the problem is that the larger companies are buying up the generics, and they don't seem to have any mercy whenever they start raising prices on us. And there's going to be a point where we just have to say no. So hopefully we can find alternative drugs. We've came down pretty heavy on the department to come up with some alternatives. We cannot do this because it's going to take away every cent from schools, every cent from corrections, highway patrol. They're all going to suffer if we do not come up with something better to do, and that's just going to eat our budget alive. Budget wise also, something of interest, we haven't taken it up yet. There's a lot of lines that are open yet with MU and the actions they've taken. And just when you think they maybe got their act together, they hire a diversity person at $235,000 a year. And I jumped one of them's case pretty seriously in the hallway about how ignorant that was when they're talking about cutting staff, cutting this and cutting that, and they hire someone. Yes, they need some work. Yes, they need people, but surely they could find somebody better. And that's taxpayers' dollars that we're spending on that. And whenever we're talking students that are there, certain cuts that are going to have to be made with their drop in the enrollment, dropping donations back to the university, and yet they turn around and just do stuff like this, we'll get funds cut. I don't know how else to get their attention. So I see that coming. I see it coming to the administration, not so much to other aspects of it. I mean, we definitely need our vet school. We need our medical school. We need our dental school. We need all these programs, but the administration somehow has got to wake up and get a handle on this.
You mentioned the passing of former State Senator John Russell and Leroy Blunt, a couple of giants, not just in Southwest Missouri, but throughout the state.
They were both just true gentlemen and served with honor and took incredible care of their constituents and just came up here as gentlemen and left here as gentlemen. People like that will be greatly missed. Senator Russell, John T., as he's commonly called, wanted to be called. He was up here 42 years, I believe, served in the House and the Senate, and was well respected by both parties and worked so hard. I remember when I first moved to the Ozarks, he was our state rep, and if I needed something to work for the city, I could call him, and he made sure he made the right contacts for me and then called back, return calls. He's kind of been my role model for that. Representative Leroy Blunt, when he was up here, he was the same way as far as taking care of us, always in contact, just a quiet gentleman. Can you imagine that legacy of being a state representative? I have a grandson that's a governor and a son that's a congressman, is one of the most powerful people in the United States, maybe one of the most powerful in the world. That's quite a legacy to live in. And they all have a lot of his demeanor in him, that they're nice and quiet. Truly be missed, and that's a role model for all of us to learn and to grow by up here.